There was on a news radio, a Maricopa County jury deciding whether convicted Baseline killer Mark Grideau should be sentenced to death.
He enjoyed the threat of force, the threat of death. I didn't show the victim or a victim's loved one that he inflicted.
Federal drug agents, the Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies raid a South Phoenix home when looking for drugs.
DEA and the sheriffs seized 40 pounds of meth and 18 kilograms of cocaine from this investigation.
Border Patrol agents seized 40 pounds of marijuana, arrest a woman and her 8-year-old child with her.
As these criminal organizations are becoming more and more desperate, they're really utilizing children for their own gain.
Governor Brewer says U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder should be held accountable for the failed Fast and Furious gun program.
He is accountable and responsible for everyone that works for him and every program that comes out of his office. He's the top law enforcement officer of our country.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic is a service of Bank of Arizona in the 4 o'clock hour, peeps. Look for an injury accident, 56th Street at Ray and Ahwatukee. Also, we do have a fender bender involving a pedestrian. That is Dobson Road, north of Guadalupe. And look for a wreck on the left shoulder, northbound Loop 101 at Elliott. Tired of paying ATM fees at Bank of Arizona? You don't pay any ATM fees, including other bank fees. Visit Arizona.com. Learn more. Here's your Wednesday forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, just a couple of days away from this early winter-type storm. Tomorrow's still a beauty, low 80s, but then the change starts on Friday. Gusty winds. Friday evening, some scattered showers. Our high only 77. Saturday is downright chilly with 66 partly cloudy skies. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. Currently, we are at 78 degrees here in Midtown. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the Legal Ease Radio Show with your host, Dennis Willinchek. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
I smoked roughly 25 years. I have a 5-year-old son, and I didn't have him till I was 40 years old. By the time he's ready to graduate high school, I'll be 60. And if I kept on this path of smoking, there's a good chance that I might not even be around for that. You have to want to quit smoking. And I found out that the best way was with a coach and with a smoker's helpline.
Only you can make you quit. If you're ready, we can help. Call the Arizona Smokers Helpline at 800-55-66222 or visit ashline.org.
A pack of cigarettes.
You 18?
Hey, no one's gonna know.
It'll cost $300.
$300?
Look, that's the fine I pay for selling tobacco to kids.
I'm not paying $300 for cigarettes.
Neither am I, kid.
I'm Attorney General Tom Horn. Selling tobacco products to anyone under 18 is against the law, and anyone caught can be personally fined up to $300. If you sell tobacco to minors, you will pay the price.
Brought to you by Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
When I grew up,
you're out of order.
I want to be a lawyer just like you.
You're out of order.
Good for you, son.
The whole trial is out of order.
If there's one thing America needs,
they're out of order.
It's more lawyers.
Oh. I love it. This is Dennis Willinchek, and we're here on Legal Ease every Wednesday from 4 to 5. And that is just great, Chet. Good job. But today on Legal Ease, we've got... A really great show, as Ed Sullivan used to say. I'm here with my son, John Willinchek, Jack, as he's affectionately referred to. And today we've got on former Governor Buddy Romer again with us. So we've been following Buddy's campaign for the presidency, and we'll be talking with him for the first half of the show. And then we have also with us today at 4:30, Sheriff Paul Babiou from Pinal County, who's running for Congress, and we'll be speaking with the sheriff. Many of you have followed his career as well, and I believe we have Governor Romer on the line with us. Is that right, Chet? Okay. Governor, are you with us?
I am with you, man, loud and clear.
Oh, that's great. You know, I love hearing your voice. I just said to my son here, you know what, I just want to hear – Governor Romer's voice. I'll pay to hear that.
Well, Well, I tell you what I want, and I don't want to pay for it. I want good legal advice, man. I know you guys can do it.
Hey, I got to ask you something, though. We've been following your campaign, and I've got a whole bunch of questions here, and I'll try to get them quickly because time flies. But one question I've got is on your campaign website, I think it says that if somebody gives you $100, you'll actually talk to them. Is that right?
That will. I start that program in the morning, as a matter of fact. We did that, I forget whether it was a week ago or 5 days ago, and it's been a tremendous success. So in the mornings, I get up and call, you know, the people that gave me $100. That's my limit, as you know.
I've never heard of a political candidate actually doing that. It's unbelievable. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm weird like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's good. Well, that's at least to my next question, really. By the way, I was in with my family in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago with our daughter. She was at a conference, and we went with her. And I got to tell you, that's some city. I haven't been there in a long time.
Awesome.
Wow,
that's
was that awesome. Something. We had a great time there.
My granddaddy, who is now dead, he died in his early 90s, lived in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. He lived at 718 Bourbon, and my family still owns that little block on Bourbon Street.
That's got to be valuable now.
We rented out, yeah. You know, my mother was a good Methodist. We were up from North Louisiana, and she wouldn't let my brother and I go visit Granddad very often. She said, he lives on Bourbon Street. I said, why do you think we want to go visit him, Mom?
Well, I tell you, it's something else. I mean, it was hopping at, like, you know, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
It just was like Las Vegas on steroids, so...
Yeah,
it's an amazing town. We had a great time there. But anyway, getting back to your campaign, let me just ask you, you know, we were talking before the show began. Why is it that you're not doing the conventional thing? Because I watched the Republican debates yesterday, and one of the things I said was, where is Governor Buddy Romer? And I listened to all these people come up there, and you're not one of them, and you're not getting your voice out there. And the only reason you're not getting your voice out there is because you're doing the right thing, which is not what all these other politicians do. But the problem is there's the downside of that is no one's getting to hear you.
It's true. It's been very surprising to me. When I announced 3 or 4 months ago, I had read the budget. I'm a 68-year-old man. I'm not a kid. I don't have to make up my ideas by the flavor of the day. I know what I believe. I believe in America.
Right.
And I believe that America is in trouble. And so I decided to run for president to enter the debate, to talk about the corruptive power of money and politics in Washington. And I never thought that I wouldn't be included in any debate. I'm the only guy running who's been a governor and a congressman.
And a successful businessman.
I'm the only guy running who's built a billion-dollar company with no federal help. We didn't foreclose on any of our mortgage holders as a country bank. We restructured our debt. I mean, we really did the things that you would want a bank to do. And I think a president ought to talk about creating jobs. And yet I'm the only Republican that hasn't been asked to join the debate.
It's really surprised. Shocking to me because I spent the time yesterday to do two things, which I hate to admit. One was to listen to the debates, and the second was to actually turn on C-SPAN and listen to the discussion that occurred on the special committee, you know, dealing with the budget
right.
issue and that they've got to get solved again. To determine whether this country runs or not, and listening to the contributors, you know, the people that spoke yesterday, including Senator Domenici and others, former Senator Simpson and so forth. And one thing they all agreed upon, including Erskine Bowles, who was the chair of one of the committees, one thing they all agreed on was, and it was kind of shocking to hear this at my age as well, that this is not a situation what this country's going through right now, they said, that this can be a situation for our grandkids. Erskine Bowles said, you know, I got involved thinking I'm going to do this for my grandchildren. Now I'm concerned we're doing this for ourselves. That's how dire the situation was, and they all agreed.
No, we have a trade imbalance for 40 consecutive years. We're letting China steal our jobs. We're giving away our wealth, $750 billion a year. It is unsustainable. We owe $15 trillion.
That was the word they used, by the way, so just so you know. The Domenici said that the word that the economists and everyone used on the committee was exactly that word you used, unsustainable.
Yeah, right. My training doesn't make me a genius, but my training, I got my degree in economics from Harvard, undergraduate, and then I got my degree in banking from the Harvard Business School. I was elected governor of Louisiana with no PAC money, limits on the gifts. Louisiana was a corrupt state. We cleaned it up. We balanced the budget. We didn't raise taxes. We cut unemployment from 12.8% to 5.6%. We had our bond rating go up 5 times in a single year, and it didn't take a genius. What it took was a leader who was free of special interest and told the Democrats and Republicans, forget your party and put your state first. Let's do this together. And by God, we did. And the same thing is about this country. There's no problem that we have that we can't solve. We just need to quit playing party politics and start rebuilding our nation.
Well, we're talking to Governor Buddy Romer running for president. Governor Romer, are you going to be on the Arizona ballot or not?
Yes, we're going to be on the Arizona ballot. We are working our way slowly across the nation to qualify. We chose not to be on South Carolina because they charged $35,000 to be on the Republican ballot in South Carolina. Now that's, I don't want to talk bad about anybody, but there's too much money in politics now. It's corrupt. So we decided, since we don't take anything over $100, since we are internet dependent. By the way, I need 1 million people to join me. It's buddyromer.com. I will qualify in the next few weeks in Arizona in terms of matching funds. You do that by raising $5,000 in 20 different states. We're more than halfway there in Arizona. I'm coming to Arizona in a couple of weeks, and we're going to spend a couple of days there talking to people. I mean, I'm excited.
Well, it's an exciting thing. I think you just got to, somehow figure a way to get on those debates because they're not letting you on.
Well, they changed the rules. At first, you had to be a formally declared candidate. The first 3 debates, I wasn't. I signed up about 8 weeks ago, so I qualified. Then they said, well, you had to have 1% in the polls. I wasn't. Then 3 weeks later, I got 1% in the national polls. And then they changed the rules again. They said 2%. 3 polls ago, I reached 2% in the national numbers. So they changed the rules again in the last debate, and they said you had to raise $500,000 in the 90 days before that. Well, I'm not a big money candidate. When I catch fire, I'll be big money. But right now, I'm small gifts from clean people. And you know what I think? I think that's the way to run the country. Right now, GE and Goldman Sachs and the big corporations give all the money to the politicians. They don't pay their taxes, and they get special deals. Damn it, I'm tired of it.
All right. Well, we're gonna talk more about what Governor Buddy Romer's tired of and give him a chance to answer some of the questions he didn't get a chance to talk about on the debates yesterday. This is Dennis Wilenchek on Legalese, and we'll be back after these commercial messages on KFNX 1100 News Talk Radio.
More of the Lars Larson Show, right here on KFNX.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wilenchek & Bartness have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wilenchek & Bartness focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wilenchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
My clients have personally called to thank me because they haven't lost any money in their annuities. In fact, many are earning nice returns right now. Hi, this is Steve Lance, author of Annuities, a 21st Century Pension Plan. If you're tired of stock market losses in your 401k or your investment accounts, my book is a roadmap on how to immediately stop the losses and quickly recover so you can enjoy the retirement you've planned for. You deserve some good news, so call me at 800-445-2516, 800-445-2516, or go to AskMrAnnuity.com and get your roadmap to retirement.
Have you looked in your jewelry box lately? If you're like most people, chances are you'll have all kinds of jewelry, gems, and diamonds that you no longer wear, or watches that no longer work. If these items would be more valuable to you as cash, come to London Gold, the jewelry store smart shoppers have trusted for over 30 years. With gold at an all-time high, now is the time to let London Gold buy from you. Stop by one of our three valley-wide locations where our precious metal specialists are always on hand to evaluate your items. We will carefully test and examine each piece to determine its weight and current market value. Then we will make you an offer. If you accept, we'll pay you on the spot, and there's never any pressure to sell. Walk away anytime. No charge, no hassle. And if something in our showroom catches your eye, you can take advantage of our 20% bonus offer towards a new purchase. Imagine, in one visit, you can trade in old style for new ones and take home cash to boot.
London Gold, it's the best.
Log on now at 1100KFNX.com.
And this is Dennis Wolinchek, and I fought the law a lot over the years, and I hope I've won some. But we just lost Governor Buddy Romer on the line. Maybe he didn't pay his phone bill with all the money he's collecting. I don't know. But he's supposed to call us back here, and I think we've got him on the line now. So, Governor, are you back with us?
I'm back, man. I don't know what happened.
I thought you didn't pay your phone bill.
It's my gift with modern technology. What can I tell you, guys?
Yeah, well,
you know, in Louisiana, we still crank those phones.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
No, I just can't get used to this.
Well, let me ask you. You know, with the time we have, I want to give you the benefit of what they asked the candidates yesterday. As I say, the first question that was asked of all of them on the economy was, "So, what are you going to do in a Governor Buddy Romer administration? What's your first priority? The first thing you do when you take office that's going to change things around?"
I'm going to give you two quickly. I'd plug a hole. There's a hole in the jobs bucket. It's manufacturing jobs being sent out of this country deliberately. It's unfair trade from China. I will stop it. We will change the tax code. We will level the playing field. We will get this straight. We will recapture Made in America. It will be my first priority. And number two, right behind it, is that we'll clean up the corrupt campaign contributions in Washington. The reason we've got a hole in the jobs bucket is because the major companies in America have paid the politicians to write the tax code in their favor, and the tax code allows them to build plants in China and charge it against American taxes. We will change that forever.
You know, I don't know if you saw, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal this morning, but I remember seeing this morning an article talking about how rich Chinese people from China are moving here to the United States.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read that. It's kind of an interesting
article. I read every word of it. The headline was Millionaires from China Move to America.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
It's going to happen. China is a one-party, communist party dictatorship. They pretend to be free enterprise, and they're not. And they pretend to have fair trade, and they do not. It is unfair trade. They work children. They work 12-hour shifts. They work 6 days a week. They have no environmental standards. They have no work safety standards. I've been to China 20 times, guys. I've been in the back of the plants. I know what I'm talking about. And what I want is fair trade. A level playing field, and we will get that done, or their goods will not be allowed to come to America. I mean, we ought to put Made in America first anyway. Our military uses 41% of its equipment is made overseas. How in the name of the Lord can we continue to do that? We need an energy policy that gives us affordable energy. We need to grow manufacturing jobs. We need to change the tax code, flat tax, $50,000 first $50,000, you don't pay any interest. I mean, you don't pay any taxes above that. You pay 17%, not 20%, not 23%, and GE has to pay its fair share. How about that, America?
Well, I think with a Republican in office, that's going to happen. Everybody agreed on the debate yesterday. The tax code needs to be scrapped, basically.
They're not going to do it.
You don't think so?
Let me just tell you right. They can't do it. Control the tax code? You know who controls the tax code? GE.
GE.
They don't pay taxes. Do you think Congress wanted to do that? They didn't have a choice. They got paid the big checks. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Washington's not a square deal.
Yeah.
Washington's not a field. It's the captain of corruption. That's why you got to clean up the corporate giving.
Well, how do you as president clean up that corruption, though?
That's why I'm running like this. Hell, I don't like to be running with 2% of the vote.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that 90% of the people in America don't know who I am.
Right.
But that's the way I ran for governor of Louisiana, a corrupt state. The only way you clean it up is not take their money.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah.
No PACs. No super PACs. No special interest money. No other candidates running like that. Hell, Rick Perry has 7 super PACs. John Huntsman has 2. Mitt Romney has 3. Hell, they're all...
Well, let's talk about that real quick. What do you think of Herman Cain and what's going on there?
Well, I don't know about the latest round, but Herman Cain, you know, he seems like a real nice guy. I like debating, but he never gets into the details.
Mm.
And when he does, there's nothing there. For example, his 999 program is a new tax in America. It's called a sales tax. We let local and state government do that. Here comes Herman Cain with a 9% sales tax on top of it. It won't work. It's not fair, and it hurts working people. I've watched these candidates come and go. I watched Michelle Bachmann. I watched Mitt Romney. I've watched Rick Perry. I've watched Herman Cain. They all rise up. And then they fall back down. You know why?
Why?
They don't deal with the corruption. They don't deal with what Washington is.
Well, it's hard to take that on, of course.
We sent the last 3 presidents there. We sent Bill Clinton. So what did he do? He did away with Glass-Steagall for banks so they could get rich. He did NAFTA, so we lost 3 million jobs to Mexico. Then comes George W. Bush. We have more of the same. The banks got bailed out. Then comes Obama. He collects $750 million from special interest. He signs a bank reform bill. Too big to fail is still the law. He goes to Wall Street and has a fundraiser at $35,000 a ticket, sponsored by Goldman Sachs. Nothing changes.
But here's the thing.
And don't fool yourself, guys.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You look at these other candidates. They mean well. They're decent people. But they won't get it done because Congress is bought and sold.
All right. Well, that's domestically. But let's turn internationally quickly. China and Russia were recently cited as 2 countries most likely to pay bribes to get business done globally. And apparently it's well known that a lot of these other countries do pay bribes to people abroad. How does a country that has morals and ethics like this country deal with that and level that playing field?
Well, you know, I'm frustrated in talking to you. Have you ever been to Washington?
Yes.
Have you ever been to a fundraiser?
I was there this last week, as a matter of fact.
Well, I mean, these jokers, they don't read the bills. They have fundraisers. Lobbyists pay them off. What do you call that?
Well,
in America, it's called campaigning.
You're right.
In the rest of the world, it's called bribery. And you're right. America ought to lead. America ought to stand for something. We ought to start with our own house before we criticize others.
No, that's true. That's true. Hey, let me ask you, if you don't make it in 2012, and I'm not predicting anything, but nobody heard it here first, but if you don't make it for whatever reason, because you're doing the right thing and people aren't paying attention – because you're doing the right thing. If not 2012, will you keep running right up until 2016? I mean, you're going to keep this up?
I'm going to follow John McCain's advice. I'm moving to Arizona.
You're going to run for Senate here.
I'm moving somewhere between Baton Rouge and Phoenix. You know, my daughter lived for years in Arizona.
No, I didn't know that.
She just loved it. And I want to compliment the state. If I could say it before we sign off.
Yeah.
My only chance is decent people decide to contribute $25 or $50 to me. I need a million people doing it. Get on BuddyRomer.com, and Romer is R-O-E-M-E-R. We can change this country, guys. We can do it.
Well, that's a heck of a message, I got to say. And I will tell you that as we followed your campaign here, we have noted it, but we've been disappointed that, frankly, a guy like you who is standing up for the right things can't seem to break through.
It'll happen.
Yeah, well, it's got to happen.
Hey, lawyers, it'll happen.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable. Someday, sometime, somewhere.
Yeah.
You're going to have to call on me, and we'll be ready.
All right,
we'll
final question, ready. I think. We've got just about another minute here. But, buddy, tell me your policy in the Middle East. How would you solve the problems going on there?
I would take the bear out of the room. Right now, all of our foreign policy is centered around oil. We're actually sending Marines on oil duty. I would be energy independent by the end of the decade. I would put a tariff on Middle Eastern oil. I would quit. I would break our addiction. I would drill safely for oil and gas in America. We have plenty of it.
Yesterday on the debates, everybody agreed that this country has more natural resources than any other country
Absolutely.
In the world.
Absolutely. Alternative, green, nuclear. We ought to open Yucca Mountain. Nobody said that yesterday in the debate, did they?
No.
I mean, we ought to get serious. We ought to be energy independent. We ought to quit sending our cash to the terrorists in the Middle East. We ought to do it in America.
All right. Well, on that note, buddy, we appreciate your being on the show, and I hope when you're in Arizona you'll come visit. And, folks, if you want to contribute to Buddy Romer's campaign, it's buddyromer.com. That's it. And you go on there and you contribute. And if you contribute $100, he'll give you a phone call. So what a deal that is, right? Buddy, thanks for being on the show.
Southern accent in your room.
That's right. And we'll follow your campaign as I said we would. You take care. And, folks, we'll be back with Sheriff Paul Babiou, who's running for Congress, after these messages.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. World leaders are gathering in Cannes, France for the G20 summit, and CNN's Ali Velshi reports the big topic is the Greek prime minister's call for a popular vote on whether to accept the European bailout plan for Greece. It's a surprise to everyone.
The Eurozone leaders came to this deal last week with the understanding that the Greek parliament will approve it and it will go through. Now this wrench has been thrown into the works and we don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Demonstrators in Oakland, California appeared to carry out a successful strike of downtown businesses today. Most stores closed during their protest. Federal authorities have charged a dozen people in connection with billing schemes that involved more than $95 million in fraudulent Medicare claims. 11 were taken into custody in New York. The Arab League says Syria has agreed to end its crackdown on anti-government demonstrations, remove troops from the streets, and release prisoners jailed during the wave of protests. The Syrian regime has made similar promises in the past, only to renege. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio. Phoenix police arrest three people for giving methadone to a two-year-old boy suffering from a toothache.
These are chemicals that even for adults can be dangerous. And now we're talking about a two-year-old.
The attorney for the now-removed head of the Independent Redistricting Commission taking the legal fight to the state Supreme Court after the legislature voted to remove her yesterday.
Legislature and the governor have acted against an independent body and an independent chair. Now we will ask that the Supreme Court rule on whether or not that was an appropriate decision.
Tempe police make more than four dozen arrests for a check forgery ring.
More than 50 people were identified as part of this ring, and they were attempting to cash forged checks at Food City, Walmart, 7-Eleven stores around the valley.
In sentencing phase for accused and not convicted baseline killer Mark Goodell.
He enjoyed the power and dominion he exercised over these victims.
He could face the death penalty. George Tedder, Arizona News Radio.
This check of your KVNX traffic, a service of Check Into Cash.
Look for a collision, 51st Avenue at Grand Avenue. Also, we do have a wreck, 56th Street at Ray Road in the Ahwatukee area. And also look for a fender bender, Hardy Drive at University in Tempe. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate of title secured loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back, and it'll save you money. Ask about their $50 cashback offer. Here is your Wednesday afternoon FOFO.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, just a couple of days away from this early winter-type storm. Tomorrow's still a beauty, low 80s, but then the change starts on Friday. Gusty winds. Friday evening, some scattered showers. Our high only 77. Saturday is downright chilly with 66 partly cloudy skies. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. Currently, we are at 78 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Afraid of high car repair bills? Would a $4,500 engine replacement hurt your savings?
Just a little?
Cover America Auto wants to give you a free quote on peace of mind protection. If your car breaks down, we'll pay the repair shop on covered repairs directly. No waiting for reimbursement. No hassle. If you're driving without coverage or if your warranty is about to expire, call us. You can trust you will be protected. Our claims department has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau with 50 years of dependability.
I just brought my car in, had the transmission replaced, and they paid the bill.
Plus, our direct-to-the-public rates can save you thousands off of what dealers may charge. Call for your free no-obligation quote now at 800-681-1793. 800-681-1793. 24-hour roadside assistance and rental cars included on most plans. Don't wait. Call for your free quote now. 800-681-1793. 800-681-1793.
Plotter Doctors has over 10 years' experience servicing plotters as well as maintaining and selling large format printers, plotters, scanners, copiers, inks, and materials for use in all large and small format machines. As Arizona's premier source for experienced, reliable, and fast service on large format equipment, ranging from CAD plotters to outdoor solvent printers, along with our uncompromising vision to customer support, Plotter Doctors is your number one choice. Visit PlotterDoctors.com. Experience customer service the way it was meant to be. PlotterDoctors.com.
Have your voice heard. Tune into the Savage Nation, weekdays from 5 to 7, only on KFNX.
Freedom. You have the right to remain silent. That's what I want. If you give up the right to remain silent, freedom. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Freedom. You have the right to speak with an attorney.
Get me my lawyer!
Freedom. And to have the attorney present during questioning. Yeah. If you so desire and cannot afford one, an attorney will be appointed for you without charge before questioning. Now, do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
Get me my lawyer! I've been humiliated!
And this is Dennis Milicek on Legalese, and I love that promo there. That's great.
Boy, that Buddy Romer, let me tell you, that guy's got more energy than probably all four of us combined.
Yeah, he is something, isn't he? I mean, that guy's just like the wind-up doll, right? You just put him on, and he keeps talking.
So what was your take on him? What'd you think? I mean, he's up there. He's on top of the issues.
Yeah, no, he's a very bright guy and a very accomplished guy and, you know, a very well-educated guy. So the only issue is why don't people know who he is? He's not on the debates. And, you know, frankly, as Jack and I were just talking, it's kind of a sad thing that a guy who is sincere and wants to do this for all the right reasons can't break through – you know, the debates or anything. God knows they have enough people debating, but, you know, unless you play the game, I guess, in this country, and railing on against lobbyists and stuff is probably not a good thing. To run for office, you got to expect that you're going to get shunted out of a lot of these events. So
I concur. It's harder. It's easier to get a PGA Tour card than it is to get on with those level guys. I mean, when you think about Romney and Perry and all these guys, they've been doing it forever, but so's Buddy.
Yeah, you know? No, he's a pro, and you know, he has the background. Hey, Chet, you could talk to him tomorrow for $100. You know, he'll call your house.
Tell you what,
wake you up in the morning.
Yeah, he could be my alarm clock. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, But, you know, truthfully, he's as qualified as anybody that I've seen. And now when you take a look at the front runner now, Herman Cain, who, you know, came up from nowhere, really. Nobody would give him more than 2%. You know, frankly, he's come a long way. But then what happens when you get in the front?
Well, here's another thing about Herman Cain. He also broadcasts a great deal. He fills in for one of our syndicated show hosts, Neil Bortz, quite often. He has in the last 2 years. So, you know, outside of the Atlanta region, in all of the Southeast and probably the Eastern Seaboard, these guys knew who he was. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, this thing with Herman Cain, I was just watching the TV earlier, is kind of just amazing. It's all over the thing. Everywhere you turn now. I'm looking at the screen right now, and it's on about Herman Cain. And now another person has come forward, apparently. And, you know, when you put yourself out there, the problem, again, in this country today is when you put yourself out there, you're going to get those kinds of
You're open for subjection like that. It doesn't matter. I mean, he could have hit a kid with a rock in seventh grade. It still would have been raised.
And That's right.
You know, with the social media the way it is today, you wonder if the Republicans were behind it or perhaps the Democrats were behind it early. You know, this could have come out later at a more significant time for him. So there's a lot of I'm the type of person that tries to think before I speak, but this is interesting to see who where the foundation was for these allegations. It's very interesting to me.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's the big question. Who's the one that uncovered this, I guess?
Well, and can they be substantiated?
Well, yeah, and the problem is that all these people are under confidentiality agreements, so it's kind of difficult because if they come forward, then they're subject to being sued. But
I was going to tell you, we are efforting Paul Babu right now.
Yeah.
So he'll be with us shortly.
Yeah, folks were expecting Paul Babu, the sheriff. I'm sure he's a busy guy and has lots going on. He just broke this big Sinaloa cartel operation.
He was a big bust, yeah.
Yeah, what is the story with that?
I'm sure he'd love to tell us about it. It was a few days ago. I heard over $2 million worth of seizures.
Yeah.
Big blow against the cartel.
So he's doing a lot of stuff down there in Pinal County, and now he's going to run for, I believe the congressional seat. Well, let's get him on the air here. We're pleased to have him, Sheriff Paul Babu, running for Congress. Are you with us, Sheriff?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, great. Yeah, we thought for a minute you might have forgotten about us there, so thanks.
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
Our county's so large, it's larger geographically than three small U.S. states, and some of these areas don't have cell service.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, while we got you, we're going to ask you some questions about your campaign for Congress, really, if that's okay with you. Now, as sheriff, you've done a marvelous job, obviously, and you know, everybody sings your praises, so we can talk about that some. Very quickly, your background, you have, I guess, an associate's degree in law enforcement, a bachelor's degree in history and political science, a master of public administration, summa cum laude. You've served for 20 years or more in the Army National Guard. Entering as a private and retiring with the rank of major, which is very impressive. And you graduated from Arizona Law Enforcement Academy as the number one overall recruit, voted by your fellow officers as a class exemplary officer. So that says a lot about you, and you're a sheriff of the year. Now, having said all that and saying your praises, why do you want to leave that job then and go on to a congressional seat?
Well, sir, right now we're at an exploratory phase to see, in fact, do the people here in Arizona, do they want to send a sheriff to Washington? And so I need to hear back from people to see if this is the right place to be and to serve my community and my country.
Let's talk about the seat that you would
that's
be.
That's not decided at this point.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Let's talk about, and of course we should make that point, you're not actually running, you have an exploratory committee.
Right, but if I could add on to that, clearly for me, many people would, I think, not only agree, would believe this was the case, that we would have a relatively very easy reelection and could stay, as long as most sheriffs do, for an entire career, you know, 15, 20 years and to retirement, and not have any worries and have a wonderful job and an opportunity to serve the public. And why would I give that up, as you ask? And this is where what faces America, what faces our republic right now, is a crisis. And it's a deficit. And the deficit is in leadership, not just in money, and the fact that we have leaders who fail to act on these core issues, not only to protect America here in Arizona and our southwest border with an illegal immigration issue, but the cartel issue, which you may have seen in the news, and all the body blows we have been throwing against the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent cartels in Mexico. We arrested 76 key individuals. We confiscated 108 of their weapons and smashed what is between a $2 and $3 billion with a B dollar operation that comes through our county. And two of the guns that were confiscated have been confirmed to be guns that were facilitated into the hands of these cartels by our own government with Eric Holder and the Department of Justice. Now, these guns were supposed to, I guess, according to the Fast and Furious program with Eric Holder, were to go to Mexico to just, I guess, end up killing their people. But now these guns have been brought back into America, being used in crimes, serious felonies here in our country that have been used to murder Agent Brian Terry. And who speaks for him? And who's speaking up against our government who's concealed this information? And this is part of the reason why I feel outraged and compelled not only to speak publicly, but to hold this government accountable. Because there are consequences to these insane actions, not only to attack our Second Amendment rights, blaming America, saying 90% of all the guns that are going to Mexico come from our country, therefore undermining our Second Amendment rights and an assault against the, trying to create a ban against the assault weapon. Yet, this is what has resulted: a murdered Border Patrol agent in our state. You know, and 11 crimes now have been linked in America to these guns, and now all of these serious crimes right here in Arizona yet again. So,
well, you know, we had a show here. Yeah, we had a show devoted to this. We had on the ATF agents and so forth a couple of weeks ago. It's an amazing story. And now, of course, it gets even more murkier with this involvement now of Paul Charlton, which is kind of surprising because he represents Brian Terry. And now it appears that there may have been some involvement that he had or not. We're not clear on it. But having said all that, let me ask you this. Let's assume that you decide to go forward and you get positive feedback. We all agree Washington is broken. I don't think there's a person I've talked to in the last year that said otherwise. But how do you go there and not get sucked up into the status quo then?
Well, the same way when I was a police officer and as an Army officer and to serve our country for 20 years, I swear an oath. I take it a little bit differently than these regular guys who go to Congress. I raise my right hand, and of course what holds me, not only in terms of my professionalism, but also I've had personal friends who have given their life and service to America in the military and in law enforcement that have been killed. And when you understand not only that oath, but what's at stake for our country and the action that's needed, anything that I've done, and another indication is anything that I've done as the sheriff, promises that I've made, I've kept every single one of them. We've actually reduced our budget by 10%, yet we've increased or improved service by reducing emergency response time in half. One of the big controversies, as soon as I came into office, I said, we're going to get rid of these photo radar cameras, which was a cash register for the state. Janet Napolitano implemented them to try to get $130 million into state coffers. I promised that I would get rid of the cameras, and there was a contract, a three-year contract, that I broke and got rid of the cameras the first hour I became sheriff. Now, that may be a small issue, but I had everybody threatening me from judges to everybody else to sue me and to say, you have to abide by this. I don't care what promises you made. And I said, go ahead and sue me. Take me to court. I like to see you take me to court, the sheriff, forcing me to write tickets to our citizens when due process is trampled upon, and you're using this as a cash register. And I told these people, I'm the sheriff, not the tax collector. So all of those things, being a man of action, I'm not a shy, and I'm accustomed to make tough choices. So going to Washington, people aren't going to try to get me in a wrestling match or try to tell me to sit down, shut up, or go over in this corner. It's not going to happen.
Well, let me ask you about the district that you're considering. I'm a little unclear. Is this the district where Ed Pastor is currently the congressman?
No, it's not. And a lot of people, because they're calling it District 4,
yeah,
and he represents District 4, It's all the districts are changing because we have one additional congressional seat, which is good for the state of Arizona. We have more influence, and because of that reapportionment, we get additional tax dollars back because Arizona right now is a donor state. But Pastore will be in a completely different, heavily Democrat seat in Phoenix.
Right, and so this is a new district then?
Brand new district. In fact, this is the new seat.
Okay.
And this is a seat. There is no congressman in the seat. In fact, there's no other exploratory or announced candidate for this seat. I'm the only guy in the race at this point.
And it's heavily, of course, in the Pinal County region there?
We're the fastest growing county in the state, but there's only about 140,000 people of my county that's in this district, but the most Republican portion, it goes up through western Gila, the county,
yeah,
which is Payson, and then into Yavapai and the entire western portion of the state from Mojave County, Bullhead City, Kingman, Lake Havasu,
wow,
all the way down to Yuma.
A huge, huge district.
Sprawling.
Yeah. Now, you were the first Republican elected in the history of Pinal County as sheriff, is that right?
Since 1875, when Sheriff Joe was first elected sheriff.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, no, he's a dear friend of mine, and we agree.
As he is of mine, I've represented
him.
Yeah, no, as he is of mine, I've represented him, as I just said, and he's a great guy. And he's been on the show, too. But, yeah, no, and of course, the first time I ever heard of you, people were referring to you as Little Sheriff Joe, but now maybe you'll be the Big Sheriff Joe. I don't know. Or the America's
no,
Toughest Congressman.
I called him because Fountain Hill's in the district, and he knows that I've said these things. As the president of the Arizona Sheriffs the last 2 years, I say it entitles me to do a couple of things. One, it allows me to speak on behalf of the elected sheriffs of our state. It also means that I'm the boss of Sheriff Joe.
I don't know that anybody can claim that.
No, I know. And I say that only jokingly.
Only
Sheriff
jokingly.
Joe is the toughest sheriff in America.
So are you going to be now known as the toughest congressman in America?
Well, I can do more push-ups than just about anybody there.
Yeah, well, you know, Sheriff Joe, we have about less than a minute before the break that we have to take. But Sheriff Joe, speaking of which, of course, has flirted with other offices over time. But he's always come back and said, you know, this is really the best job there is. So it's interesting that you're considering this. We hope you go further with it, of course. But you may come back and say, you know what, I got the best job there is.
We may. Sheriff Joe, in fact, has encouraged me as well. And, you know, when we get punched in the gut every now and then by the federal government, who's going to stand up? And I can tell you that the citizens of our state aren't going to have to wonder if I'm in a meeting behind closed doors in Washington, D.C., whose side I'm on and if I have the same position as I have here.
No, there's no doubt about that. Well, we're going to ask you to hang on with us here for another couple of minutes while we take these commercial messages. We're talking to Sheriff Paul Babiou of Pinal County, who's considering a run for Congress in a new district being created. So we'll talk to him right after these commercial messages.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
HomeSuiteIncome7.com, the powerful work-at-home opportunity that creates amazing before and after stories.
Before, I was an overworked, stressed-out single mom, working a lot of hours, never time for my daughter, never time to cook. My days off, I spent running errands, you know, grocery shopping, laundry, all that kind of stuff. It was very difficult.
Then Cindy discovered HomeSuiteIncome7.com.
Now, I'm home with my daughter. I control my own time. We live an incredible life. I miss nothing in her life. Every recital, every field trip, Every single week I volunteer in her class, so I know her classmates well. And we live in a beautiful home. She's got horses, and, you know, it's my dream.
Earn like a CEO from home. Turn your commute time from 2 hours to 20 steps. Log on for free information at HomeSweetIncome7.com. It could change your life.
It's my dream job.
HomeSweetIncome7.com. That's HomeSweetIncome, the number 7.com.
Please welcome to the Adams Morning Program, Congressman Paul Ryan.
I'm a little concerned that the president, instead of working to try and come together to get things done where we agree, he's pushing this class warfare theme, which I think is not only mathematically doesn't add up, it doesn't work for economics, doesn't work for math, but it's demeaning to the character of our country. It divides people. It speaks to people as if they're stuck in some class.
Wake up with IMS in the morning here on KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
I was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this.
Ha! And this is Dennis Wilenchek on Legalese here with Jack Wilenchek. And we're pleased to be talking with Sheriff Paul Babiou, who hopefully will be a congressman next time we talk to him. Sheriff, you're considering a run for this new district, as you were telling our audience. And I guess my question is, do you believe that the office of sheriff has given you enough of experience to really branch out now into being congressman? Because the job is obviously quite different and frankly, maybe a lot more boring than busting the Sinaloa cartel. But why do you think that sitting in Congress as a lawmaker would be advantageous for you in terms of your skills?
Well, for a number of reasons. By itself, in the experience of sheriff being an executive and leading over 700 full-time employees and hundreds of volunteers and being in charge of public safety for our citizens and be able to speak to all those issues is enough. Yet what I believe that I offer humbly to the voters if I do decide to run for Congress is also my service in the military. I have 20 years in the reserve component in the Army National Guard, started as an enlisted private and worked my way up to a field grade officer. And I served our country, proud to, in Iraq, and also commanded soldiers at our southern border for a year and a half in Yuma. Had the honor to command 400, 700, over 1,000 active duty soldiers and be responsible for the security of our country.
Don't you think, though, that going into Congress would be sort of a step down in some ways? I mean, you're a man of action. You accomplished a lot and are accomplishing a lot for everyone. And now you're going to be a passive lawmaker. Does that worry you at all?
Well, it's time we need to shake things up. And then here, I know how Congress works. And having a master's degree, and I graduated, as you mentioned, with the highest of honors in public administration, and having a background in finance and being a good manager of budgets, I understand the simple math that we can't spend more than we take in.
Yeah.
The same principle we use in our lives. And this is where, who's going to provide that leadership, even as a freshman congressman, that with our understanding and firsthand experience of commanding soldiers at the border, bringing a 96-97% reduction in illegal entries and working with our heroes in the Border Patrol there, that I know a little bit more about what it takes to secure the border, not only than Janet Napolitano, certainly than Eric Holder, certainly than President Obama, who don't even want to enforce the law. So not only are you going to have a spokesman, but somebody who has these experience who can bring to bear to bring to solution.
All right, let me ask you this. When are you going to make your decision, and what do our listeners do to help you in that regard?
SheriffPaul.com, just like my name, Sheriff Paul.
Right.
Go to the website, sign up. I give postings. I also have a Facebook page. I put postings on there every day. Any event that I go to, or if there's issues with my deputies, anything that's going on, I go out there occasionally with them on patrol, ride shotgun, I go through our jail.
But I mean, what's going to be the difference in you making your
help out that way?
What's going to make the difference in you deciding to go forward with this? Or are you already decided?
I haven't decided, and this is where your listeners, if they'd be kind enough to let me know, anybody who's listening, do you want to send a sheriff to Washington? Are you fed up? with the lack of action and kicking these difficult issues down the field, like entitlements, where people have grown to expect and feel, quote, entitled to more of our tax dollars and things that they haven't earned. And so we've got to rein in government and post these things on the Facebook page for my Facebook and say, hey, Sheriff Paul, I want you to run, or no, I don't want you to run. And
When do you have to make your decision? We have about 2 minutes left. When do you have to make up your mind?
First week of January. You know, I'm going to come out and be straight up with people. I never make faint moves. So I tell you that up front, that because of how I not only have to live my life as a sheriff and as a commander in the military, now retired, that when I make moves, they're usually intentional with some result in mind. I'm preparing. I'm not going to be put at a competitive disadvantage while they're redrawing and doing all these things. I'm out there raising money now, asking and receiving substantial support. The only criticism I'm getting and pushback is people, dear friends and supporters, who say, my God, Sheriff, who's going to be the sheriff in this county? Who's going to stand up against?
Well, that is a good question. That is a good question, obviously. But
I've got a guy, my chief deputy, Steve Henry, who's as strong a leader as myself, and he's been a strong partner for me, that he's opened an exploratory committee for sheriff. And he hasn't announced that yet, so I guess I'm putting it out there a little early.
All right. Well, look, Sheriff, we're gonna keep track of your campaign and hopefully have you on again to discuss
Absolutely.
This further.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, and good luck to you. And as I say, we'll follow you, and we'll see soon what you decide. So take care.
Keep up the good work on the radio.
Thank you very much, Sheriff. You too. All right, this is Dennis Wolinchek signing off on Legalese for this week. We've had great guests on today, and we'll be on next Wednesday from 4 to 5. Look forward to talking to you then.
Thursdays at noon, the Makeover Advice Show with me, Diane Faith, the insider's guide to beauty for both men and women. Thursdays at noon, too fabulous to miss. Makeover,
makeover. We have an epidemic in Arizona that's impacting our kids every day. Prescription drugs. Misuse is at an all-time high. Teens think it's harmless. Fact is, some of our kids don't wake up after abusing prescription drugs. They die. Don't risk losing your child to prescription drugs. Take action at drugfreeaz.org.
Sponsored by drugfreeaz.org, Arizona HIDA Law Enforcement Partners, and aired in cooperation with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Is your business stuck? Are you searching for revenue and not realizing the return on your effort? Have you considered selling more to your current customers? Learn the 7 steps to greater revenues. The key to unstaking your business is a free seminar and luncheon held November 11th at the Phoenix Tempe Business Center from 12 to 2 p.m. A light lunch is provided. KFNX, Human Capital Strategies, and Gateway Community College are sponsoring this event for the Valley Business Community. To register, go to hcscares.com and reserve your seat now. Again, to sign up, go to hcscares.com and register today.
You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Talk.